Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Welcome to This and That, here on Artist Connection, with your girl Tasha and myself. We are always thrilled to air this particular show to share our colorful topics with you guys. Tasha brought some hot burning celeb talk and I cannot wait. And I got some interesting health tips, facts, and beauty tips. I want to give a big shout out to our followers on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Talk Tunes and Artist Connection here on Facebook. You guys are awesome, and we really, really love your support. Cannot ever, ever thank you enough. We do not own any rights of this beautiful music you hear here in the background, but we are embracing it and promoting it. That's what we do. Subscribe on YouTube to FLO2 Production and visit their website, flo2production.com. Check out their dope beats. You're going to love it. It's wonderful. I'm going to have to make contact with this producer and have him on our show. Partner, you're going to just love him. Anyway, let's return to our tonight's program. Partner, are you ready to get this party started? And how are you tonight?
I'm so happy to be here, guys. Just excited to dish some gossip with you guys, excited for Tammy's tips. That music was beautiful, by the way. I was like, oh, my gosh. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yeah, I had stumbled upon this producer a while back when I was kind of reciting my poetry, and I was looking for instrumentals, if you remember. And I had, I think it was Love and Hurt that I did with instrumental background, and that's when I stumbled upon this producer. And ever since then, I'm subscribed to all his stuff, and I think he's from the UK, and I'm trying to make contact with him to have him on our show to kind of promote him. So,
okay.
Anyway, welcome everybody to This and That. Yay, we're back. And you actually can call us if you want to leave a shout out or something for somebody at 347-633-9102. And we're going to start the show with Tasha and her wonderful topic.
Awesome, guys. Okay, well, I'm just going to jump right in. I'm going to let you guys know that the past, I'll say, 2 weeks has been flooded with celebrity gossip. It was so much that I just said, okay, I can't talk about everything. I want to. But if I miss anything or something you guys want to bring to my attention, please let me know. But I wanted to talk about first Morgan Freeman's granddaughter. If you don't know, she was stabbed. She died from her injuries, was stabbed 15 times by her boyfriend. Now, as far as if any, it just happened on, I believe, the 15th of April, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really new. So a lot of the details haven't come out, but I'll tell you exactly what the incident, what people saw, and this is what witnesses have said, that they saw a man grab a woman, pull her onto the street, and then began to push her down to the, on the street, and then he began stabbing her 15 times. On her, mostly her back and torso, and it's awful, just terrible, huge tragedy. His name is Lamar Davenport, and he's been on psychiatric hold since that incident, and he doesn't go to court until the 21st of August. So, you guys, just, you know, it's just a really sad situation, and prayers up for Morgan Freeman, of course, and just the whole family and everybody involved in just tragic. Then I'm going to just move right along and tell you guys about the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood that's going to be coming on very soon. There's going to be a new couple joining, and the couple is gay. This is the first gay couple that's been in the franchise at all. So it's, you know, I would think that it would be something that's pretty common. You know, you know, gay people are everywhere, you know what I mean? But for some reason, the cast is not happy about it, and they're talking about they don't want to film with the guy. Not the whole cast, okay? This is just the male members are saying that they don't want to film with him and all this stuff, and, you know, kind of shunning him and things like that. So for whatever reason, his name is Milan Christopher, and he is a rapper, and him and his partner are joining the show. And, you know, he's just like, well, whatever, they just got to deal with it, I'm here, whatever, you know. And I love the attitude with that, because you just have to be who you are and, you know, not worry about it. But a lot of people are saying that Omarion has the biggest problem with it, Ray J as well, and, you know, they've been ducking gay rumors forever. So sometimes, you know, I'm not saying this is their case, but sometimes because they may feel that, you know, people will start to again speculate about them or whatever. That's one of the rumors that's going around. But either way, I say get over it and do your job. That's what I say. So,
yeah. I've never even watched one from Hollywood, never ever watched it. So I don't even know who's in there. So you educate me, your partner.
Oh, yes. Okay, so on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, okay, it's Ray J is there. Soulja Boy is on there. Let's see. Little Fizz from B2K is on there. I think I said Omarion. I'm not sure. Omarion, yes, he's on there. Tierra Marie from back in the day. She's a singer back in the day. She's on there. A girl named Nia. She is, and I don't know her last name. Sorry about that. Nia, she is, I think she calls herself Nia B or something like that. She is Teddy Riley's daughter, one of his daughters, because he has a lot of kids.
Oh, wow.
From what I'm hearing. Yeah, they say he was a mess, so he has quite a few kids. She's on there, and she is dating Soulja Boy and has been for a long time. So it's definitely so. It's good. Me and my kids, we love it. Little Fizz's ex-baby mama is like one of my favorite people that's on there, because she really is crazy. She is everything you would think a baby mama would be. If you don't know, just she lives up to her name. She will not let it go for nothing. She won't just co-parent. She wants to run stuff. So we love her the most, I'm sorry, just because she brings the messy. And then, yeah, so it's like the guys and their women and stuff like that. It's a really good show. And then you have Hazel E and Masika and all these. Masika's a model. Hazel E is, I really don't know what she does. I know she does a lot of music as far as Hazel E, but she was more... got more known because she was dating, I cannot think of his name right now, but he's like a young rapper, young something, Young Berg, that's his name. She was like in love with him, and he was just basically telling her that it was nothing but physical, but she was like romanticizing it. It's a lot. Get into Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. I'm sure all the videos are up, and I mean the episodes are up, so you could definitely catch up before the show starts, because the show starts really, really soon.
So why is it called Hollywood? I mean, is it being filmed in Hollywood?
No, it's called Hollywood because the other one is Love & Hip Hop as far as like Atlanta. It focuses on Atlanta rappers, and this particular one is people who have done movies or been more active in Hollywood. Basically, they live in L.A. Yeah, so I guess instead of calling it Love & Hip Hop LA, they just called it Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, because it wasn't just rappers. It was, you know, all different forms of Hollywood.
Actors and actresses and stuff just makes it
up.
Okay. That might make it a little bit more interesting. I mean, not everybody's into hip hop, I'm just saying, you know, but they still want to see the reality.
No, exactly. People, you know, they watch for the drama. So if you have the drama, you could call it Love & Hip Hop Lake. And if the drama's there, people are going to watch. That's the main thing what people watch for, the ratchetness. You know how that goes.
Right. Which I care less about the drama, but sometimes, you know, it is interesting to see how some of these celebrities actually live in, like, their day-to-day.
True.
On a day-to-day basis, yeah. That's sometimes interesting to me, even though, like I said, I'm not into the ratchetness. You know, it kind of always kind of bothers me. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to the late and great Nate Dogg. He would have been 46 years old today, so rest in peace, Nate. Can't forget him.
Great guy.
Yeah. Do you have some more celeb news? Because I have a few. Remedy,
okay, I was
going to
say, you know what? I have a ton, so when you're ready, just let me know, and I'll do my thing, and you work it out, too.
You know what? I can wait. I want to hear some more because you know me. I'm always outdated. Okay. So if it wasn't for this and that, I really wouldn't know about this one. So you go ahead, Tosh.
Okay. And also, since we're on the topic of new people coming and to these different shows, because, of course, you know, everything is starting up in September. So we have Love and Hip Hop, oh, my gosh, Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back, and they have a new transgender young lady that's joining the cast, Maya Scott. This is the first transgender to be on a reality show like this, I believe any type of show like this. And so far, you know, the people are just happy that she, you know, that she's joining the cast. She's a beautiful girl. I saw her pictures, and I was, man, like, she looks really nice. And Kim Fields is joining, too. And I, partner, I really want to talk about this because I know you and me, you know, we're at a certain age where we remember Kim Fields. We remember Tootie. So my thing is, why was she joining this show? I mean, and Regine from, you know, Living Single, like, I don't get it, you know, as far as the leap. I mean, most people, they use that platform to build up to get a career like hers. And she is, you know, in a lot of sense, people feel stepping down. So, you know, I don't know. I know you don't watch it, but my thing is you definitely heard enough of the stuff, you know, going on with it that you would know that it's not the best show to join, you know?
Right. It's sort of like the setup, like the Jerry Springer setup, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's drama on there. I don't get it. I don't.
Well, maybe she needs a little drama in her life. Some people just, you know, live an ordinary life. Hey, I want a little bit of drama in my life. Why don't I just join Love and Hip Hop? Wow.
You're jumping right in the middle of it. Yeah. Well, you know, and I was also going to say, too, that, you know, when you join in these shows and things like that, every single woman has said the same thing when they join these shows. Well, I'm going to give quality TV, and you won't see me acting ratchet, and I'm going to bring some class to the show. And by like the first half of the episode, they're ready to, like, slap people and throw drinks because it's a lot of alcohol consumed on those shows. So you're drinking excessively, you know, you don't show yourself in the best light. But they all start off with the best intentions. That's all I got to say.
Wow. So it's almost like, don't blame me. Blame the show. It wasn't me.
Okay, it was
the show.
Blame the show.
All of a sudden, you're sitting here throwing glasses and jumping on people. Yeah. I think the producers provoke that, too, though.
Oh, my God, yes. They feed into it. They instigate. They whisper one thing into somebody else's ear. All kind of stuff. And also, Sheree Whitfield is coming back. If you guys have been Real Housewives of Atlanta watchers from the beginning, you'll know Sheree. She always comes with her own bag of problems. Like, Sheree is about now, let me just say this. There are certain elements of Sheree that I really like. She's not super – okay, she's messy, but not on purpose. That's what I'm going to say. Like, she's not purposely messy. But if you bring it to her, she will, you know, she's going to give you all the messy you want. But she's not NeNe Leakes. You know, NeNe is just, oh, my God, a mess all day. But for the most part, Sheree holds it together. But she just has so much drama. And I won't say not purposely. She causes a lot of her drama. But you'll just see. Just if you watch, you can, you should inbox us about Sheree. We'll have a long conversation about Missy coming back. But I think the reason she's coming back is because NeNe is leaving. NeNe Leakes is officially left Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I think that's why she's coming back.
Oh, okay. I might have to watch, you know, some of those episodes just to get into the loop and to kind of debate with you the next time we get on the show. Because right now I'm like listening, like, okay, that's so great about it because we compliment each other that way because I have no clue. And, but that's the good part. I mean, because there's people out there who really, really want to hear these things. And
And I was going to say, too, you ask the questions for somebody who's never watched it, you know, that they're asking. So it's good that you don't watch, you know what I mean? It's really good.
Right.
To somebody else that doesn't watch it, like, what is she talking about? So it's good.
Right, because also I didn't know that Ray J was back in the reality show thing. I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Or Omarion. Had no clue.
Yeah. Yes, he is definitely on the reality train. He's had a lot of stuff going on last year. So, yeah, he's back.
Ray J back. Okay. I think I'm going to share some. Yeah, I'm going to share some did we knows, did you know, and some fun facts. And
nice.
I'll return. Listeners, it is all about your teeth. Did you know that these foods and drinks can actually stain your teeth? And a lot of people didn't know that. Okay. White wine, sodas, sport drinks, tomato, curry, or soy sauce can actually take the sparkle from your smile. I bet you didn't know that. Here is the brightening tip. Between every couple sips or bites, swish your mouth with water and then rinse again, and when finished, drinking or eating, and then do it again. So that's kind of how you can, you know, get the sparkle back. Coconut oil. We know all about the coconut oil, right? It, partner, I'm sure you heard about the coconut oil. It's great for your hair. And
definitely.
It's really nice. Yeah, people talk about it. It's trending. It's really trending. But there's a few things that I, and I'm sure you guys didn't know about the coconut oil either. It's actually a sweetener and whitener for your coffee and tea. You can use it for that. Or you can use it as a natural shaving cream. Who would have thought that? Oil pulling is good for your oral health. You can swish some coconut oil around your mouth for like 15 minutes in the morning and pull bacteria out of your mouth. Spit and rinse with water. Interesting, because I have some coconut oil here in my house. For medical use, you can use it to help fight yeast infection, vaginal dryness, ear infection, cold sores, nosebleed, rashes, and bug bites. Interesting. And for household uses, season cast iron pans, polish, leather, remove chewing gum, clean shower scums with coconut oil and a rag. Don't you love it? Everything that you just need is in that little itty-bitty coconut oil box or whatever it comes in, container. Do you have some? Have you ever tried some, partner?
Oh, I do. I use it for my hair all the time. It just works so well. But all those uses, I was like, really? Especially the sweetener, you know, sweetening your tea and stuff like that. I thought that was really interesting. So something to try.
Yeah.
Definitely some things to try.
Yeah. I got some remedy stuff for healthy hair, too, since we're speaking of hair. Salmon fish for shiny hair. Salmon fish, sardines are packed with the omega-3. We know that. And your body can't make those fats, so you have to get it from food or supplements. But it also helps to make your hair shiny and grow. So eat more omega-3 fatties, fish. Greek yogurt, which this is something that's really, because I love my Greek yogurt. And it helps grow your hair as well. It's packed with protein, the building of blocks of your locks. Greek yogurt also has an ingredient that helps with blood flow to your scalp and hair growth. It's called vitamin B5. Interesting. And it even helps against hair thinning and hair loss. So you might recognize the pantothenic acid, and I probably said that wrong, as an ingredient on your hair and skincare product label. So get you some Greek yogurt. You know, save you some money. Eat and have healthy hair. Also, lean poultry for thickness. When you don't have enough protein, your hair kind of rests and doesn't really grow thick. Since it stops and older hair falls out, you can actually start having a lot of hair loss. To get protein from meat, pick lean options like chicken or turkey, which have less saturated fat than sources like beef, which is kind of unfortunate for me because I love my beef and my steaks. But, you know, eat poultry meat for thickness of your hair. Interesting. Do you like a lot of meat? Partner, do you eat a lot of meat? I do.
When you said steak, I was like, oh, no, I can't get enough of my steak. I love it.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I definitely do with the poultry, too. So me and chicken and steak is, like, my favorite.
Well, yeah, I do eat chicken, but I prefer steak. I prefer steak.
Yes,
over
me too.
Chicken.
Me too. I would say steak over chicken any day.
And steak over cake. Like, I'm not the sweet tooth. Like, I'd rather eat pizza and steak and these type of things before I would eat something sweet. I'm not a sweet person. Well, I am a sweet person. I just don't like sweet.
You're a sweet person, but not sweet eater.
I'm so sweet. Did you get a chance to listen to my show the other day, partner? I had Brian Benson on, the great motivational actor, filmmaker, poet. Oh, my gosh. We had a blast.
You know what? You have to tag me when you do a show, and I will listen.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I sure will. I sure will.
Yes.
So I'm going to give the mic back to you. I have some more on vitamin D, but I'm going to kind of share that last, and I'm going to let you share a little bit more of your celeb talk.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a scandal going on. This is not a celebrity, okay? This is a ABCDEF celebrity, okay? But really huge person on the internet. You know, this person, his name is Star Milan, and he has been selling skin bleaching products for years on YouTube and all over the internet. Well, a big controversy broke last week, and a lot of people are not touching this subject. I'm just telling you guys, because for a long time, Star Milan was producing these videos with his kids. I'm putting air quotes on kids. You guys can't see it. But they would call him Mother Star, M-U-V-A, but it's, of course, it's supposed to sound like Mother Star, okay? Because he said that he would take in these young men that were gay and being kicked out of their homes because their parents didn't approve. So in the particular case of three of the boys, he was saying that, you know, he took them in and, you know, they always would post videos together and things like that. Well, anyway, the boys came out about a week or maybe 2 weeks ago now, and the first boy, his name is King Milan. He has his own channel called Egyptian King. And another thing he was really famous for was makeup, okay? Makeup, skin products, skin bleaching. The boy came out and said not only was the skin products that he was selling to people only cocoa butter that he was selling, and he was having the boys pack it up and market it to people and all kind of stuff. So they were saying that he's a complete fraud, but the boys allege that he was raping and molesting them for years. Guys, this story is so deep, and it has so many moving parts to it that it really would take way longer. But you just need to look up Star Milan on YouTube or on anything. There's he was just on The Wiley Show, which is another blog talk radio show that had Star Milan on the other day. And, you know, me, I try to just report. I try to stay biased to people. I was looking for him to say these allegations are absolutely not true. What he said about regarding the rape was, this is dumb. Not untrue. Not. He said it was dumb. And that for me personally just raised a little red flag. So I say just you guys check it out if it's something that you guys are interested in. And like I said, Star Milan, his name is spelled kind of funny. It's S-T-A-H-R. So look it up. Something to think about. All right.
So he was packing up
cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter?
Yes, he was having he was selling cocoa butter, I think $20, $30, sometimes $50, $60 for the little, for the little jars of it. And people were doing reviews on it. And when people were doing reviews, video reviews, they're like, okay, where's the packaging? Where's the ingredients that tells you what's in this stuff? None of that was included. So for me, you know, I'm not into skin bleach and I don't do any of that, but I don't put anybody down for whatever they do. I actually was watching Star Milan for a long time, not for his skin bleaching products, but because his makeup tutorials were just so, you know, good. And I guess that's why I ended up wanting to break this story, because I had been watching him for so long. And I remember seeing Taj Milan as the other boy that alleged that this stuff happened. And it's just really deep. You really have to get into that.
And
so,
what type of, he sold the cocoa butter and said it was skin bleaching? Is that what he did?
He said that it was his own special stuff that he used on his face and how much it helped his face and bleached his skin. And it's really supposed to be cocoa butter, according to the boys.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I guess that's the way crazy, crazy people out here.
Yeah.
I'm telling
so
you.
So if you buy something off the internet, no matter who the person is, just investigate everything. Check everything. Check everything. So yeah.
Yeah, investigate. And like the people was wondering, I would wonder too, like, where's the ingredients? Where's the paper, the
right.
label? Like, I wouldn't
even
know what I put in my
yeah.
drink. Well,
even he was selling vials of this supposed to be special serum that people were like, it's leaking, it's sticky, it's stuff hanging on the, I mean, it was just ridiculous. So you can see the reviews, you can see his channel and the boys' channels and everything. I just look up Star Milan, and it's a big scandal going on because this man, like I did say, he does have 100,000 followers, which is really big, and this man makes his money solely on YouTube and online. So definitely check it out. It's I'm telling you, when I was first going to do the story, I had so much information about the boys and about him, and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this in a short amount of time? So I hope I did it,
right.
you know, justice in such a short time. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes. Thank you for that information, and I will look that up myself.
Yes, yes, definitely. And then the last thing I want to say, this is the last little tea I want to give you guys, is Day-Day, Mike Epps, got caught cheating, got busted. Yes, Mike Epps from Friday and next Friday or Friday after next, all that. He got busted cheating on his wife on Twitter. Well, not cheating. He was flirting with another girl. He was DMing somebody on Twitter. And his wife, who follows him, She found it out. I don't know why I'm not gonna help him cheat, but I'm just gonna say, why would you do it? You know your wife follows you. So anyway, he was trying to DM some young lady, and she busted him, and she put him on blast on Twitter. So embarrassing. He's gonna do probably a little bit of sleeping on the couch, but hopefully she'll forgive him and everything will be all right, and he'll learn his lesson and stop it.
I've seen
yes.
something about Twitter and DM. So, okay, I was trying to understand. Did the girl that he had DM put him on blast, or how did the wife find out?
No, his wife found out because basically the girl was like, I don't have enough likes and on my photo or whatever the case may be. And he not only went over to the photo, I guess he DM'd her, and however his wife found out, I don't know if she has access to the account or however it happened, but I guess she caught, you know, it's like this, if you see him liking something or liking a comment, it probably wasn't too far of a leap or whatever for her to go in and just check and see if he was talking to her, and he definitely was talking to her, so, you know.
Right.
His wife couldn't, you know, they...
That's the relationship and marriage breaker number one, social media. I mean,
right.
It's really, really bad. And it's such,
you know,
and then, I mean, this is Mike Epps too. I mean, you know, he's a celebrity, so
yeah,
he doesn't have to go far. It's sad, but you know, that's just,
and
how
you
it
know,
is.
And you know, I was going to say too, the relationships are already, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if there was no Facebook and no Twitter and no nothing, these men are still going to be who they are. The only thing about
right.
social media, really, the only thing about it is that it's easier to catch someone now. You know what I mean? Because you
exactly.
can look at things like that and you can see, you know. But I will say, you know, social media, depending on who he's following and what's going on and what everything, it's a huge temptation if you're a person that is trying to, you know, struggles with being faithful or flirting, it can be, you know, a big temptation for you. But, you know, I would hope that we all as adults could control that. And yeah, that's crazy. So
it's so much easier to connect now. I mean, like you said, the cheating, the lying, the being sneaky, it always existed, of course. But now,
yes.
of course, with social media, you have to have I think an extra bond with your partner and trust and a mutual understanding and respect. I mean, it's just so much because on social media, let's be honest, everybody can be a star. Everybody can be like a model. I mean, and it's like, you know, think of all the people who've never had attention ever in their life before, the shy people. I mean, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, everybody can become a star and feel special. And it's kind of hard, I'm sure, for those type of people to resist, you know, like all that attention.
Definitely.
I mean, we're talking about Mike Epps. He's a celebrity, you know. Let's not even, like, he already has the access with or without social media. I mean, yeah, that
yes,
was kind of a little bit careless because, hey, because these days also you're going to get blasted. Very fast.
Yes, you
can get blasted and ruined, and your rep can be completely messed up on social media as well. So, I mean, the downside is very dark, you know?
Exactly. Because Tyga, he had his own little scandal with it a couple weeks ago, too. And it's funny, he says that it's not true, but this transgender model, her name is Mia Isabella, he was caught, okay, now this is all alleged, but I personally saw the text messages, and he's saying that these are, you know, done by computers and all this stuff, but, hey, I don't know. I don't know, but it looks real fishy and definitely something you guys should check out. But, he was tweeting her for quite a while, and I have a friend. She runs a blog site, and so she found the text messages, and then she found some messages that he really did write. That he put out there, and the vernacular, the way the words that are misspelled were misspelled the same way. You know, it just she bust everybody. She was like, "What do you guys think?" And I was like, "Wow, you know, you can fake some things, you can't fake everything, especially when you you spell go the wrong way or the way you spell it everywhere. I mean, hey,
I
know."
Well, we're definitely going to have to make a topic show about that, like the whole pro and con when it comes to internet and internet dating, and not just internet dating, but dating and having, you know, being on social media, having these pages and contacts with other women, men, whatever. We're going to have to definitely make a show because I want to get opinions from our listeners as well. We are at the end of our show. Unfortunately, but we're going to continue and talk about this on our upcoming show next week. We're going to continue this. Thank you so much, partner, for sharing all the hot celebrity talk. You know, I'm kind of up to date again now, so that's always good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I had a call.
Right. And everybody, thanks for listening. I seen there were some people here in the chat room. Thank you all for joining in. And I just want to read a listener email at the end of the show before we head out here, and it comes from Emily out of New York. And she said, "I love you girls. Your shows are always colorful, and I love the health tips and always look forward to hearing Tasha Celeb talk. Keep on doing what you're doing, girls. This and That show must be one of my favorite shows that you guys air. You guys are awesome." Shout out to Emily in New York. We love you, girl, and we love the support. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at Radio Talk Tunes and on Facebook at Artist Connection. And we are out of here. Ta-ta. We love you guys. See you soon.
Thank you, Emily. Bye.
Welcome to This and That here on Artist Connection with your girl Tasha and myself. We are always